Mini episode 291 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Keep It In The Ring, the all-purpose sports and pro wrestling website edited by longtime New York journalist Rich Mancuso. Follow them on the web at keepitintheRing.net.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode number 291 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with the FDH Lounge preview of Breaking Bad episode 5.10, which is simply entitled Buried. Throughout the second half of the final season of what has arguably been the greatest TV drama of all time, we'll be ranking the five most important developments of the most recent episode and assessing how they set the table for what's to come. Showrunner Vince Gilligan has warned that developments in the final eight episodes will come more fast and furious than ever before, partially because a greater span of time is being covered, and partially because an absolutely epic ending awaits. So the overall deck will be getting reshuffled quite regularly, making these episodes the most concentrated form of the epic thrill ride to date. Coming out of episode 5.9, here are the top five developments setting the tone for 5.10. Number 5, the trauma of Hank's discovery has him acting weird and in ways not lost on his DEA subordinates and also, more importantly, Marie. He has to continue to conduct his investigation under the radar of his office, and he has to keep Marie from the truth lest she blow the whole matter wide open with her mouth. Good luck with that, Hank. Number 4, the hints from the mid-season finale were indeed true. Walt's cancer has returned. He is now simultaneously somebody with nothing to lose, since he's not long for this earth anyway, and everything to lose, since he wants his family to reap the financial rewards of his work and not to live with the infamy of his deeds. The circumstances that confront him will determine which side of that equation wins out. And in the flash forwards we've seen, the implication is that his family is not an active part of his life at the end, to say the least. If they're all wiped out, then ultimate Heisenberg mode is coming, along with probably the most dramatic ending in TV history. Number 3, the return of frantic, frazzled Lydia. How is a woman who is so good at actual crime and corruption so crummy at conducting herself in a calm, reasoned fashion in tense situations? Regardless, her visit to the car wash, reminiscent of when Walt was forced to seek out Gus at the chicken restaurant in season 4, proves the falsity of Walt's wishful thinking about the crime life being in the past. To Walt, she was just an annoying gnat buzzing about his head, but she invaded his space to pass on the message that powerful people are extremely dissatisfied with his retirement and the resulting loss of quality meth. Whether it's Declan, Czech mobsters, both, neither, or somebody else completely, powerful people aren't ready to let Walt White shed the Heisenberg persona. The smart money is that the flash forwards in episodes 5.1 and 5.9 are connected to the forces that caused Lydia's visit, and so Walt's legal reckoning, which seems nearer and nearer, may not even be the final chapter. Number 2, Jesse's breakdown. We've seen Jesse in emo mode before, after the deaths of Jane and Gail, but his disintegration here came because of the sheer cumulative weight of the guilt of everyone who has been murdered in the path of the show's dynamic duo. The $5 million, which he anxiously sought from Walt towards the end of the earlier half season, now serves as a tangible reminder that it really is the blood money Walt now denies it to be. His inability to take even the small step to make things right by splitting it between the family of the murdered boy on the bike and Mike the Cleaner's granddaughter convinced him of the complete futility of his existence, leading to the scene where he just threw stacks of money out of his car. In a cold, bloodless sense, both Saul and Walt are right. Jesse's intended actions, however noble, would have created a path for the DEA to move in on the whole blue meth chain. When Walt finds out what he did, almost certainly in the next episode, in light of development number 1, he will be alarmed as never before about the prospect of Jesse becoming a loose end. All this time, so many people have been waiting for Jesse to avenge the many severe wrongs done to him by Walt, although he remains ignorant of all of them. But at the moment, he looks more likely to be on the business end of Walt's boast, about being the one who knocks. Number one, the confrontation 5+ years in the making between Walt and Hank. In the Breaking Bad universe, it's only in the ballpark of a year and a third, but it's still breathtaking to think that 60 seconds before the end of the mid-season finale, Hank was still in the dark that his brother-in-law was the evil mastermind Heisenberg, and by the end of 5.9, both characters had broken through the "I know that you know that I know" subtext and put their cards on the table in brutal, memorable fashion. A clash that many thought wouldn't materialize until at least halfway through this final run has dramatically reshaped the landscape right now, as Walt knows that Hank is going to be looking to nail him and that any loose ends could prove fatal, while Hank knows that he's bound to look either crooked or like a patsy if he brings a case against his brother-in-law. But he will not back down, setting the stage for an intense conflict that both men will keep under the radar for now. Thank you for tuning in to FDH Lounge mini-episode number 291.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.